Every moment in the wilderness is special to me. But there are times when solitude takes on a quality that is hard to match, and that's early dawn and late afternoon. And the other very special time is now, when the camp chores have been done and the camp is reasonably safe for the night, and I can sit back with that last cup of wine before I crawl into my hammock. I'm sitting with my back against the rear wheel of the vehicle for safety, and I can see about 15 meters ahead of me. It's completely dark, but the veld has a glow to it from the stars and from the moon. I'd be able to discern movement if there is any. And I have my little flashlight with me, and I have my bullwhip next to me on the right-hand side for in case. It's the time when one allows thoughts to dawdle along anywhere they want to go. And I have been thinking about so little happening and yet so much. I walked maybe 18 kilometers today, I didn't really check, and I saw very little except signs. And yet, I think I just heard a lion roar. Very faint, very far away, but there he goes. Hope you can hear. He's probably 2 or 3 kilometers away. There. Not a serious roar, more like a type of "are you there" roar. He's gone quiet now, I think. Anyway, so on this walk, very little was apparent to me. What I saw filled my mind, but it is a tiny bit of this vast seething universe that is actually going on around me. Even now, what I can hear are the crickets, mainly crickets. Well, that's the most accurate description I can give them. It's like a background simmer. I've accepted that I can't know everything about everything. So in some cases, I have reconciled myself to be as accurate as cricket or spider or wasp. And that's a tragedy, but it's reality. Trees communicate. We know that the fungi have these mycorrhiza under the soil, and they connect the trees, and chemical messages are passing backwards and forwards. But might they not also be, perhaps, secret vapors that they exude from their stomata, which are absorbed by other trees or even other species? And what are they communicating? What might they be able to sense of their environment, the feel of the air, the wind? And are they discussing this? Who knows? And these crickets, is it just mating sounds, or is it just sounds, or is it perhaps some form of more complicated conversation? The air is filled with not only sound, but smells and pheromones and other vapors. And all of this is part of a great conversation. And we know that some of it has to do with mating, and some has to do with anger and protection and attack and so on. But is that all? Is some of it not just background humming in worship of nature, possibly? It takes a lifetime to understand just a tiny little bit of it. The wilderness of Africa reveals itself in its own place, in its own time. You cannot force it. You cannot demand. You cannot buy. It is all part of a slow cycle that develops in its own rhythms. And you, me, as a human, has to fit into it. I have to adjust to it. Oh, there's a spotted eagle owl now. I hope you could hear that. Maybe you could hear that. So it's wonderful. One of those tiny fragments that's coming to me. Just went again. I hope you heard. So I, as a human, as an inhabitant of the modern world, where I've gotten used to being able to change things, utilize structures and systems and technology to change things. Here, what I can change is almost negligible. I have to adjust to this rhythm. I have to bend to the wind. I have to fit into the bush. I have to lie like water on an uneven surface in a pond, and I have to allow the wind to sweep over me. I have to allow the soil to suck me up until I'm small, and I have to let the bush become my master. I am a humble disciple of what is around me. And in this way, if I can become quiet, then I can learn little bits. Of course, I have to be extremely vigilant. My senses have to be sharp and focused. Otherwise, I wouldn't notice or hear anything. But I have to be quiet and humble, quiet inside, so that I can hear the bush and see the bush for what it is.